Sean.
Well, welcome to Sunday. Obviously not Sean. My name is Goose. I am the morning show host for WJR sister station, New Country 93.1. A couple weeks ago, got asked if I could fill in because Sean was going
to
be gone.
And How many days
to the Rocket Mortgage Classic? So Sean would know that right off the bat.
Yeah, Sean's
he's just right all over.
Yep, he's out.
3 weeks away from the Rocket Mortgage
Classic. He's got the countdown in his head.
I know, he does have the countdown. We are.
And I said, what week? Oh, sure. I can do open week.
No, I'm surprised you showed up after coming watching us go through this deal last week.
You know, it was a lot of fun to sit there, and now I'm just going to sit back and let you guys do what you do. Obviously, I apologize for my voice right off the bat. Great week to fill in. But let's get right into it. What a Sunday for the Open. Unbelievable golf. I remember waking up and reading, and the first article I opened up was all about all eyes on Rory. And two-putted every single hole.
That's tough to do.
And that's not going to win a tournament.
It's not hard to do at that place.
No.
It's not hard to do. But, man, you give a good putter slowish greens, flattish greens.
Well, I don't know how much you watched.
I didn't watch that much.
I didn't get to see too much
either.
I saw
some fills some up in the back nine.
But I did take a peek at the scores and how it was trending and how it was going. And, you know, I kind of saw Rory and Hovland, kind of bouncing around at the top. Then Hovland kind of dropped down a couple. Then I saw Young and Smith jump up and Rory. And then the last I looked, I saw Rory was down one. And I was like, oh, boy, okay, what's going on? So, you know.
Yes.
And, Mike, you watched the whole deal because
I did, yeah.
You had the best seat in the house.
It was amazing. You know. Goose, just like you were saying, Rory looked like he was ready to two-putt.
Right.
There was a lot of putts that got to the hole and barely got to the hole.
Mm. Yeah, so it looks like me.
Kind of
like
me.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. I don't know what the putting – I didn't see the numbers in terms of overall putting average, but I watched probably from hole five on, and it seemed like there was a lot of putting going on. There weren't a ton of putts made except by, like, Cam Smith. Yep. So is it more
Cam
Rory?
Cam Smith was amazing today. Cam Smith went on a run of 5 birdies in a row.
He birdied 10 through 14 or something like that?
It was awesome to watch.
Where did they have the flag on 11, Mikey? He made birdie. They have it over in the right-hand corner?
I believe it was, yes.
To the right of the bunker?
He made everything, yes. He made every single putt inside 15 feet. He made everything.
The one on was it 17? The par putt he made on 17.
Yep,
that was about 15 to 18. No, that's probably about 16 feet.
As soon as he pulled out his putter, there was a lot of animosity in my house when he was off the green.
Yeah, because he had to putt around the sand trap and then still left himself like 12, 13 feet.
Oh. And Goose, I've been there, and you have too, and you guys have too, and that's very scary. And I thought. Oh, boy, here we go. If he hits this in there, there's your champion, and he did it. So
from a playing in those types of tournaments arena, is that more of Rory lost the tournament or Cam
won?
Cam won.
Yeah, Cam won.
Yeah,
Cam took it over the back nine. When he went 5 birdies in a row, he took it over. And it was pretty awesome.
Hey, look,
you didn't do anything wrong.
It just goes to show how important putting is, right? I mean, especially on a course like that and these kind of situations when it's firm and fast. I mean, I had the girls out today putting, so mad, the other girls out there. I go, look, you got to make 2 out of 3 from 6 feet. And then when you do that, go to 9 feet. Try to make 2 out of 3 from 9 feet. Then go back to 12 feet. You got to know how to putt. If you can't putt, you can't play golf, you can't score. Nope. And if you ignore that, you're just going to bat it around like you're playing hockey. And, of course, you get a couple key things going. Another thing that I saw with Cam Smith was I just loved his routine. I loved how he got the putter set up first with his trail hand. His lead hand is off the club. So many people put their feet in place way too early in the sequence. And then they try to weasel their way into getting the club face square. Get the club face lined up appropriately. Get the handle in place.
Aim your gun barrel.
Then build your body around that. And then the last thing, get that hand on. 1 second later, pull the trigger and go.
Yeah.
hold on. Can you repeat all that, please?
Wait. I'll write that down. Yeah,
write that one down for me, please.
And I'll send you. I'll send you a bill.
Absolutely.
The other thing that I noticed, Goose, on the, who's going to try and win front, Victor Hovland. Victor decided on the back nine to pull out short clubs to hit off the tee instead of ripping driver down there like right. Rory was and everybody else was, and getting it real close to the green where we can putt. And he's standing back there with wedges in his hand and not hitting it inside 20 feet a lot of times.
So would you say that
was tough to watch?
Well, that was a byproduct of the first 2 days when he hit it in those bunkers and basically had unplayables. Was he playing out of fear at that point, Mike?
I, looking at him, he hit good shots.
I don't think he's playing.
He's way back there.
He's playing defensive.
He may have had a game plan to not get too aggressive.
It might have been a game plan.
There was one hole where he was 59 yards behind Rory.
I get it. I mean, Rory's hitting it, and he's clicking on all cylinders. Can you keep it up with Rory? Mm-hmm. No. Should you try to chase Rory? No. Do you stick to your game plan? I watched him yesterday. I watched quite a bit of it last couple of days because I had time. I think he played a little more aggressive the second and third round than he did today.
I was going to say, was Rory playing conservative, thinking no one was going to play as good as Cam Smith did to catch him?
I just think three guys played some outstanding golf.
Fucking unbelievable score.
I mean,
no doubt.
What was it? 2019, 18.
Yeah.
I mean, Cameron Young played outstanding for 3 days. He had a couple goofy holes there.
How do you not win a major shooting 19 under? It's like,
I mean, and then everybody's 19. Asking Rory there, like, well, what happened? Well, what happened? Did you choke? He didn't choke. He got beat.
He didn't choke at all. He got beat.
64.
He's first player to have two rounds. I read 64 in a major.
And a record.
Yep.
I saw the stat there from our statistician, Jeff Marshall. He sent us a text today about the under par round since like 19-something was minus 23 combined.
Oh, come on.
Like maybe over the last decade. Right. I can't remember what it was. But this week it was like minus 60-something. Yeah. I don't know what it was crazy.
Well, I think it's a testament. You know what? The good thing about the Open, I've always said, the Open is the Open. They're not going to grow the rough up. They can't artificially do it. They're not going to artificially do it. It is what it is. And the greens were a little bit slower, and the fairways were fast and firm. It was cool.
Yeah, it was. Very fun.
The Open Championship.
The Open
Championship. And not only that, Players Champion as well. Winner of the Rocket Mortgage Classic last year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see him here coming up at the Detroit Golf Club. Cannot wait for that event. We'll get more into that here in just a little bit. It's Goose filling in for Sean Balijian. BC, Jordan, Mike, we'll be back here on 760 AM WJR. Not Sean Balijian. My name is Goose. I am the morning show host for WJR sister station, New Country 93.1.
Where's your cowboy hat?
Filling in this week. Oh, no cowboy hat. I love country music, but I'm not a cowboy hat kind of guy. Oops. I think it's because, I grew up in Detroit. I grew up on right on 8 Mile and Coolidge and went to Oak Park High and really didn't know anything about country music till, I don't know, 10 years ago, something like that. Just not a country guy. Speaking of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, tickets still available July 26th through the 31st, of course. You can visit rocketmortgageclassic.com to get your tickets. Love coming back, seeing all the progress they made outside. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be such a great event. BC, Jordan, Mike here at the Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. So let's get into it. The LPGA. Mike, what's going on?
Yes, as we talked about all last week, Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational in Midland. We had the Solheim Cup partners win this event this year, Jennifer Kupchow and Lizette Salas. Shooting 26 under par, winning by 5 shots, you guys. Shooting 61 in the final round.
Sounds like a good tournament score to me.
According to Renwick, they should have let up at the end, right? Should have given them a chance. Yeah, maybe. Give them a chance.
Bury them.
Yeah,
that's
always
right. Always got to bury them. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what could happen.
Neutral is not a good place to be.
Especially in the 18th hole there at Midland.
Ooh, yeah. Indeed. So Kupchow has a major victory this year, and Now she's added that to her resume. Lizette Salas, it's her first victory since Kitzbühel in 2014. A couple of notable things that I saw higher up finishes. Stacey Lewis, haven't seen her name bump on the board. Her partner was Maria Fossey, who actually finished runner-up to Jennifer Kupchow at the what was that event at Augusta? The ladies, women's amateur.
Right? Yeah, they shot 59 today. 59, low round.
Yes, they did. God dang. Yes. And Annika, really.
Annika
played.
Cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep, Annika played. She made the cut, right? Mm-hmm. Jordan? Yep.
Made the cut. 6-5, 6-6, 7-2, 6-6.
It's good to have Annika.
So for all of you guys that went out to that event, thank you so much. It's awesome. We talked about it all last week and the really cool things that you saw. And make some comments in the – we are streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, you guys. So make some comments and let us know all about what you saw.
Yeah, especially if you were there.
We saw, well, yeah, absolutely. I know that we saw lots of pictures, or at least I did, of a lot of people getting their picture taken with Annika, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, right off the bridge, it was perfect.
Because it was a big deal that she was playing in the tournament, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
sure.
Oh,
absolutely. It's a big deal when she plays it all.
Right.
And it's pretty neat.
Looking forward to next week for the Amundi Evian Championship. What's going on there?
France. Yes, Evian Championship is in France.
Nice.
Side of a mountain. It's a hard golf course to play.
Is it Crans-sur-Sierre? Is that right?
That's Switzerland.
Jouer Golf.
Yes.
No?
No, not Crans-sur-Sierre. No.
Never played golf in France, but I've skied in France.
On the Alps. You have. The good side of the Alps or the bad side of the Alps? Good side of the Alps. Anyway, so they're in France next week, and then that's their fourth major this year, Mike?
Yes, their fourth major.
Four, yep. Fourth major.
We had Champions Tour, took the week off, right?
Yep. We're back on next week.
Guys, I got something. Yep. I mean, obviously, the Open Championship this week, and I got a chance to catch a little bit of the replay and of Tiger. And obviously, I'm a big Tiger fan, and to see all the talk and the chatter about him, you know, maybe this being his last or whatever. But I think he didn't quite realize it, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but the whole last few holes and over the bridge and the wave and was he going to stop and all that kind of stuff. That was a pretty cool moment. I think it was a cool moment for the guys he played with. It was a cool moment for all the fans that were there, certainly for the media, even for guys like Rory and the others that were playing down the first fairway
right.
that literally stopped. And kind of looked and watched and said, don't worry, I'm not going to get a delay of game penalty here, but I'm going to check this out.
Not for this, for sure.
I just thought it was pretty cool. You know, Tiger even kind of broke down, said it got to him, and I just think it was pretty cool. I'm just stunned that he didn't score a little better. I mean,
same thing.
He just got off to that goofy start, and he just never could quite get back to it. I don't know. BC, what's your take on that? I mean, people say, well, his body can't take – come on, he played pretty good at the Masters, and his body wasn't even in good shape.
That place was
– yeah.
That place was hard. Augusta was hard.
Like, do you just think that maybe he just got off on the wrong foot there, and next thing you know, he's 5 or 6 over and just couldn't battle back?
I just don't think, and I've told players, some of the kids I teach, you just can't jump in and out of competition like that.
Yeah.
You can't play 3 events.
Sure can.
And them all to be majors because now the ground is totally different. I got a flare up on the first hole and that ball bounced in the creek. It didn't even fly in there in the Swilken Burn. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It bounced in there. So that was good 8-10 paces off.
You can't call it creek. Do we get the button if he says creek?
Yep.
Swilken Burn.
It's always burn. The
Do you guys think
talk.
That maybe
Don't have enough reps in the tournament conditions. I don't care who you are.
You know,
you just can't turn them off and on.
I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, how can you have a guy that's worked on his game so hard for so long, and now he's kind of just playing majors, half injured, but yet how do you turn the volume up to get that high quality short game
with somebody
of
today,
short game?
Same thing.
And I felt the same way. I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work for much longer. You got to play a little bit more.
You got to play more. And
hopefully
can he play
does.
More?
hopefully plays a couple events leading into. I don't even care if he misses the cut.
Well, that's the other thing we're talking about. Like, his body can't take it. His body can't take it. Are we going to see him for the next 20 years playing when it gets to senior?
We're not going to see him 20.
No, absolutely.
But
not.
I think 100%. We'll see him 6, 8, 10.
Maybe, but I don't think he can prepare the way he wants to prepare. I don't think he can play the week. But I mean, he tried to play the week before in the McManus. That didn't go so well.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since he blew himself apart?
February.
Yeah, so
it's been pretty fast.
It's not been that long. No. Give him two more years or so, or 3 years to at least take a few breaths and go from there.
I think so. I get it. I mean, again, Tiger's try level's above everybody else, but I just don't think he can do it yet. He just can't prepare himself.
I can see him in 3 years playing 7 or 8 events a season, the majors and maybe a couple others.
Prepare.
How long before we see him on the weekend again? And not just Thursday, Friday.
It'll happen.
Obviously, he might just play one more event, his event, in December.
Right.
This year. Who knows? But, we'll see him on the weekend. Yep.
So what about moving forward? What about the 3M next week after all the performances today, how it wrapped up, how Cam came back? What about the 3M?
I don't know. Cameron Young, probably the rookie of the year already, right?
Slam dunk.
Top threes.
Yeah, what'd you say? Top six.
How many
in his rookie year?
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, it's so funny because I know his father pretty well at Sleepy Hollow, and his dad's personality is—I think he carries his mother's maybe temperament on the golf course, but his dad's personality during his golf swing.
Okay.
It's kind of weird how you could see the two interacting, and man, I'll.
Of course, BC knows his dad's and his mom's personality, right? Like, come on. Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me?
I'd throw it Sleepy Hollow.
I know, but I'm just saying.
His dad's kind of mild.
Let me go down the list. How about
Cam Smith? Nope. Don't know.
Dylan Fratelli?
No clue.
Okay.
I stumped him. Yes.
Backlashes.
Well, I really hope it's something exciting because, of course, that is going to lead right into the Rockage Mortgage Classic here, which I think is going to be just an unbelievable tournament to see. And again, hopefully we'll get
a Cam Smith showing.
Yeah, we got.
You'll be here.
From what I understand, why wouldn't the defending champion come back?
I agree.
Did we get an affirmation from Mr. Ball? We did. He's coming.
We did. Oh, well,
awesome.
As mentioned at the beginning of the segment, then get your tickets now.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to want to miss it. July 26th through the 31st right here at the Detroit Golf Club. RocketMortgageClassic.com for your tickets, which are going to be, again, seeing this layout here. As I was walking in, there were a couple guys. It was a foursome teeing off. And I was like, oh, that Sunday 7 p.m. golf. Not only that, but the conditions out here right now as they prep. Playing a couple weeks before the tournament comes. I was lucky enough when I started golfing in Colorado, got to play at a couple tournaments, the Broadmoor out there before the CPGA. Some of those. Oh, bad things about the Broadmoor?
No, not just. No big deal. Altitude sickness, no big deal.
Is that right?
Yeah,
100%.
No big deal. Yeah.
100%. And playing in the conditions leading up to a tournament, it really gives you a sense as a, you know, just an amateur golfer. What it's like to actually compete in these tournaments.
Well, our next guest, Joe Hooks, has played a lot.
He's played a lot. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
He'll be able to tell us all about it.
Absolutely.
This.
Yep. We are going to get into conversation with Joe Hooks coming up here in just a couple minutes. Spin on Golf, BC, Jordan, Mike. My name is Goose, filling in for Sean Bolivian. We will be back here in just a moment. Spin on Golf, 760 AM WJR. Well, no Sean Belizean this week. My name is Goose. I am the morning show host for WJR sister station New Country 93.1. Got asked to fill in as a avid amateur golfer. I am so excited to be here and spend an hour talking golf. But right off the bat, let's give BC his credit as Cam Smith was not the winner last year at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Cam Davis was. And why well, we
there's too many cams.
That's problem out. Number one. There's too many cams.
Cam, jeez, Cameron Young, Cameron Davis. Smith, we Cam Davis.
Three against one, saying that it was Cam Smith.
And producer, we'll blame.
Yeah, we're gonna dump that on the producers.
Yep. Thank you. So thanks. So let's get that.
Zalatoros, Finau, Rose, Day, just Cameron like, Young, Fowler, Kuchar, Kisner, and Cam Davis have all committed.
It's going to be a great, great tournament.
Still get tickets.
Yet again, tickets available, rocketmortgageclassic.com. Just, 11 days away, 13 days away. So
yeah,
going to be absolutely unbelievable. All right, let's get to it. You guys got super excited as the camera popped up here. Mr. Joe Hooks is joining us. Hello, sir.
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm wonderful, man. I can't complain. I'm down in Louisville, Kentucky right now in a hotel with bad Wi-Fi. So I'm on my network and we should be good. We should be good to talk about whatever we need to talk about.
Hotel Wi-Fi. Let's see how long this interview will last.
No, we're not. Hey, it's 5G only, man. 5G.
Okay.
We stayed in a five-star place, isn't it?
That's of course.
No, it's just a little Hampton Inn, man. That's all.
That's what up-and-coming golfers do, right? They get all the five-star treatment, all the W hotels and the plazas.
Fly on jets to go to different tournaments.
Right. Yep, absolutely.
There might not even be any five-star hotels in Louisville.
As all, completely. Well, thanks for joining us. You are going to be one of actually five Michigan golfers that are going to be playing in the John Shippen Classic, which is going to be going down in a couple weeks here. Excited about that?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm just grateful to be sharing the stage, man, with so many other great players. And this is going to be my second year. And last year was incredible. And as, you know, kind of as expected, it seems as if they are ramping it up even more, man. So I'm just grateful to be sharing the stage, man, at what is, you know, I still consider to be home, which is the Troy Golf Club. So
as you guys are up and coming, you know, working your way through these tournaments and doing your thing, when you've got like five people from Michigan all playing in the same tournament like that, is there like a Michigan get together, you know, hanging out together and telling golf stories of playing around Michigan up and coming?
Well, one thing I'm going to clarify something. Like, the only two players that are in the field that are, like, you know, they're from, like, born in Michigan are it is me, Willie Mack, me and Willie Mack. The other two guys, they have Michigan ties. You got Troy Taylor and then Marcus Smith. They both play college golf. They both play college golf in Michigan.
Yes, okay.
So, you know, that's really the only. And then Marcus Byrd, I think he was listed. Marcus Byrd is not from Michigan. He's from D.C., so that was just a correction that I did note earlier. But when, you know, me and Willie are we've been tight for a long time, and you know, so that relationship is ongoing. So, you know, we see each other all the time on the road at tournaments. So it's just another day in the park, man. Being
you stomp on a little man, don't you? You just stomp on a little Willie, don't you?
So for those who don't know about the Shippen, John Shippen Classic, and it started last year. Tim O'Neill was the champion last year. There's 22 players, mm-hmm. correct? And you know, let us know a little bit about how this works. You guys play, and what happens if you win?
So yeah, man, we play Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th, which is the weekend before the Rocket. And if we win, we get an exemption into the Rocket Mortgage. So, you know, our week will be a lot longer than you know, it'd be a lot longer than just the Saturday, Sunday, if we do get into the Rocket Mortgage by winning. So
you're saying you've made your travel plans already to be here at the Rocket Mortgage?
Well, yeah, I'm at Rocket regardless. But you know, plan is to take care of business and you know, be in that field. So
let's expand on this John Shippen a little bit, please.
Absolutely.
You know, if you know the what it does for expanding the game of golf, which I think is, like I've always said, a long time coming. It's good for the game, but they do so much more extending beyond that. And we can read beyond that what happens in the John Shippen National Golf Invitational, the John Shippen Sports Business Summit. I mean, it's expanding beyond just the game of golf and any other sport to make a broader spectrum and a broader statement to, hey, you know, we can play too. You know, absolutely. So I think that everything they're doing and Rocket supporting them big time is nothing but good for the game and good for exposing the game to more people at a higher level.
Absolutely.
So if you want to check out the John Chipman Classic, this is pretty cool. Fans can actually attend the final round on Sunday, July 24th, absolutely free. Complimentary parking is available at the State Fairgrounds and a lot with the shuttle to and from the Detroit Golf Club if you want to do that. Do you know how the John Chipman got tied in with the Rocket Mortgage Classic?
I think it's just a matter of having – you know, the right advocates for certain parts of the game in a, you know, a great city such as Detroit, man. Like, that's all it really is. In order for something like this to get organized and to get executed at such a high level, you have to have people to actually care about it. And, you know, Jason Langwell and Summer Woods, like, combined, you know, two people with totally different backgrounds in a sense, right? But, like, they come together with, like, a vision and a goal for something that they want to make happen, and they made it happen. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a matter of the people that are behind the tournament, you know, and
it's pretty incredible. I mean, you saw the first really year what happened out here to the tournament, how we were all just blown away how this tournament came together. Mm-hmm. And then they had the shipping last year. It's like the same thing. It's like when these guys do something, they don't fool around. These guys are rocking.
And the girls, too.
The same thing with the girls playing last year. The same thing. It was, I'll tell you what, it's a well-oiled machine, and it's great that we have this edition.
And Joe, you played in the Chipman last year. So what kind of experience you bring in this year? Are you going to change anything? Any kind of mental mindset that you have?
No, I'm a much better player now than I was last year, as far as, especially with, like, some connections I've been, blessed to come across. Like, I've been, I have a really good relationship with Scott Fawcett now, and, you know, not to be funny, but, you know, you got somebody as big as Wilson Altouris that's kind of, you know, mm-hmm. been playing so consistent, and that's kind of been my motto this year as well. You know, I've been playing really consistent and not making a lot of mistakes, and,
it's the same
mm-hmm. just all about course management for me this year, and just kind of stand in the correct frame of mind as I go into each golf shot. So, like, these are tools that I didn't have last year during, you know, the shipping, and uh-huh. you know, now I have the same ability to hit shots, but my approach is just so much more improved.
Now you're competing on a fairer level, you would say.
Absolutely.
Pretty
absolutely.
Much. So, now you can get all the tools.
So, Joe, Jordan Young here. You did Jordan. A 100-hole hike in one day charity and shot 44 under.
What the?
I want to see the decade stats awesome. on that day. I want to see
the top. Yes.
Yo, man, it's,
stuff comes
yeah.
up.
Yeah. It was that was a special day, man. But I mean, like, I think that that's just a testament to kind of like where my mental is, you know, because obviously you get to a certain point during that 100 holes when, you know, it's easy to kind of just quit. You know what I'm saying? You said, somebody said get dizzy.
Get dizzy. Yeah. Go around and around and around and around.
Right. But, you know, you just like, it's the same thing, man. Like, I mean, my frame of mind was just like, it's so cliche, but my frame of mind was just like, hitting the correct golf shots like over and over and over and over and over, you know what I'm saying? And that and ended up adding up to, you know, a hell of a day and, you know, only four bogeys. And, you know, I had an albatross. And then 2 holes later had an eagle. And then 10 holes after that, I had a hole in one.
So, good so it Lord.
Was, wow.
It was crazy.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, man. And I was and I was coming off of a loss in the playoff in the tournament I had in Atlanta the week before.
Oh boy.
So, you know, it's just, it's good timing for all this, man. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just sticking to my process and, hoping that it's enough to get it, you know, it adds up in my favor at the end of the tournament, man. So,
you know, it's good listening to you talk. I know we've talked in the past and you had a lot of, I don't know. And your head was always kind of not downish, but you weren't sure your direction. It's good to see
absolutely
your direction, and you're not your head on straight, but you definitely have a focus and a vision.
Absolutely, BC. Looks you know cool. me. You know me, man. And I'm glad that, you know, I have a lot of respect and for you as, you know, as a person and as a player. And man, you know, hearing that from you, it means a lot. You know, because, you know, we've had tons of conversations, and it's BC. You know what I'm saying? So he's a legend. So,
well, I think it's important too that you always need to work on that.
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's you or me at playing at the Michigan Senior Open or the Tournament of Champions or on Monday, Tuesday, or next week for Joe and his events and stuff like that. It's a constant battle. You never master that, but you have to make sure that your mind is in the right place so you can execute properly.
It's really, really, really difficult to take care of that end of the business. Because the rest of the end of the business is just fitness, hitting golf balls, hitting the middle of the face, name it your target. Mm-hmm. That's easy. But the beat down that you get away from the golf course is draining. It's draining.
So, you know, I'm particularly excited to, like, you know, be playing in front of all these people at home, you know, and it's just like last year, I'll probably have even more people out watching me this year. You know, I mean, I'm expecting probably realistically like at least 50, 60 people will probably be out there following me. So
we got to get some Joe Hooks shirts.
Yeah, we'll get some.
That's right.
Hook it like Joe.
Just a hook. You don't need anything else. Just one big hook.
Just a hook.
Just the hook. Right.
Just the hook.
Hey, y'all go ahead and sell y'all merch. Sell that merch, man. Make the merch.
I was going to ask, what's it going to mean to be able to come home and play in the Rocket Mortgage Classic? You know, obviously being from here.
Man, it's planning the shipping first and foremost. You know, first order of business. You know, like, planning the shipping, it's like the biggest stage for me here at home. You know, it will be the biggest stage for me. And just like last year, it was the biggest stage, in my opinion. Like Michigan Open, I feel like, you know, it's such an important tournament for those of us that are players from Michigan. But like this, with what it means for the overall spectrum of the game of golf, it's just that much, you know, more special. So, with all that being said, to be playing at Detroit Golf Club as well, you know, which is where I was blessed to grow up, you know, up until 2012 when my dad had to, you know, we had to resign our membership. Like it was, it's incredible to be playing in such an event such as this one there.
It's a special kind of feeling, isn't it?
It's a special feeling, man. It's very unique, you know, so.
Well, Joe Hooks in the John Shippen next weekend. Winner gets to exempt into the Rocket Mortgage Classic. If you want to check it out, fans can attend the final round Sunday, July 24th, for free with complimentary parking and shuttles to the Detroit Golf Club. Mr. Joe Hooks, thank you so much. Good luck.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Well, this week, Joe.
We'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see
you. Good luck, Joe.
Yes, sir. I'll see y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me on.
My name is Goose, filling in for Sean Belizean here at the Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. BC, Jordan, Mike, we'll be back with one more segment here in just a moment. Hang on. This is Spin on Golf, 760 AM, WJR. Well, my name is Goose. No Sean Belizean this weekend. I'm the morning show host for WJR sister station, New Country 93.1, and just an avid lover and player of golf, and so excited to be filling in. Sitting here with Jordan, Mike, and BC. We're going to get into I want to ask an amateur golfer question real quick because Joe was talking and you had said something about statistics, BC.
Yes.
How much is that as you're going through the ranks, whether it be college ball, you get into, you know, whatever amateur tournaments and amateur field working
everything.
With, trying to get your card. After every round, you go through and Absolutely. How many putts did I make? What did I do here? What,
proximity
how many,
to the hole.
All
the putts mm-hmm. made.
Footage of putts.
Where am I missing it? Low, high? Am I hitting a heel?
Short,
am I hitting
long.
A toe? I mean, this all goes into it, Mike. I mean, this is
– strokes gained.
This is your job.
Yeah.
This is your job to try and figure out how to become better, right?
Obviously, the more linear people will gravitate toward the decade, which Joe is. He's more of a linear, non-linear people, like a James Pye, kind of try to shy away from it. And we look at the stats on the backside. He doesn't want to see that stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We'll just help him in those areas without, you know, mm-hmm. kind of broadcasting.
All kinds of Excel sheets breaking everything down.
There can be as much
as you want. BC hasn't seen an Excel sheet in his life.
I got two of them sitting on my No, you don't. Those are general ledger sheets.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's anyway, get into it.
We got what, 25 hours of talk in about what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
Less than five. Yeah.
Yep. We're gonna break this down real quick. One of the big headlines: PGA under investigation by the Justice Department, apparently over interfering with the LIV business practices. Every week I read more stuff, and again, as an amateur golfer, a lover of golf, I'm still on the fence when it comes to people diverting to the LIV. Why wouldn't you? It's guaranteed money. It's so hard to win on tour nowadays, so why not? But I can also see people holding the ground and
this was the BGA. This was BC and my warm-up for our first round of the Michigan Open on Tuesday, or Michigan Senior Open on Tuesday. I just wanted to go hit like 15, 20 balls before he went play, and I'm sure BC did too. And next thing, it turned into a massive discussion of like six of us who were only about in a space of this big, and everybody's like chirping back and forth, this and this, they shouldn't be doing this, they shouldn't do that. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
If they would do their homework, they would do their homework and shut up. You heard me. I didn't say...
Everybody has their own opinion. Just,
yeah, but they don't make educational opinions. They're not educated on what's going on, especially when they come at me about a player that I might be coaching. He's given up his dream. It's like
that has that's a totally different topic.
Yeah, no, but that's where it started from.
Yeah,
and for
that's his choice though.
That's his choice. That's his choice. Not giving up his dream.
No,
it's a different, just a different path down that dream road. And he could still Monday qualify for tour events.
Mm-hmm.
He could still do that. He could still play in Monday tour events.
Your opinion about LIV has nothing to do with James Pyatt.
No, absolutely nothing.
Right. And that's what I said on the range. I go, there's two ways to look at it. You have to not get sucked in, and I'm just saying this.
Right.
You have to not get sucked into making statements because you're here with that player.
Right.
And then there's this going on this tour.
Right.
Just because he's on that tour doesn't mean you have to get sucked into all these other.
No, but I think this tour is doing two things, making light of the closed circuit that's been going on a PGA tour. Number one.
I agree with that.
And the dollar amounts that are possible.
I agree that they're way too off chart, Laurel.
A little off chart. Yep. And number three is, are they really taking care of everybody inside that arena? Caddies.
Which
everybody
they seem
else.
To now be correcting that and want to be.
They seem to be correcting. I mean,
posting
it got
players
to the point
get points for appearance being on the tour, whether it's Korn Ferry or PGA Tour, they're going to get paid right up front.
Things are changing for the good. From that point of view, I liked what LIV did. You can just from that point of view. Okay. Yes. Okay. We have player now from Fox Hills playing the LIV. Bonus. That's all I'm going to say.
Would you want? What's your thought? Not that it'll ever happen. About allowing it to be both. You can play in the LIV and the PGA.
That would be the perfect world.
That would be the perfect world.
That'd be the perfect world. Why can't you choose where you want to play?
Okay.
At both ends.
Okay.
I mean, does the PGA Tour back off? Does the LIV back off their amounts? Does the PGA Tour back off events? Does everybody play happy and everybody do what they love to do? Because the guys in the LIV, the reason they shipped they jumped to the LIV wasn't because they wanted to play less golf. Maybe at some stage. They wanted to get paid for playing golf, but they still want to win.
Financial, right.
Don't think these guys don't want to win.
Hey, so do you think the PGA is kind of being a big baby about it and throwing a temper tantrum?
I can't answer that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of you were throwing around some names, some of the comments made by some of the players.
Mike, you can step in too. I just want to throw out, like you said, GMAC. I listened to Westwood's comments. He was pretty – like, that's the most I've heard him talk and chirp ever about.
If you'd have had that game, I would have won some majors with him.
Yeah, you might have a little more of this, right?
Right?
Mike, did you notice any guys kind of commenting when they were getting peppered by the media about LIV?
Just a little bit. I heard Westwood's comments for sure.
Yeah,
and then Mickelson, frustration, right? And he's just frustrated having to answer all of these questions and stuff.
He does.
It's just very interesting to hear the opinion of like Tiger Woods, and then you've got what the RNA said, right, PC?
Well, That's leading into the next.
Look
segment
at the here. Softball you just
that
pitched
was
to him.
A good lob. I mean,
we just might.
So awesome.
You know what? We're gonna have a second hour, and we're just all gonna listen to BC talk.
This is bullcrap. The RNA, the pompous.
Wait. Is this the POW?
Finger on the button.
This
finger
is the POW.
Oh,
yeah.
This is.
So, it was about not getting Greg Norman to come. It was not about him coming. So let's not talk about this. But the PGA Tour Golf Channel talked about it all week. Mission accomplished, RNA. Nice job. We didn't talk about the LIV.
All right. Well, real quick.
They did.
We got to do that. We got seconds here for your POW.
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
I could tell the Gooseman the POW.
I thought you were going to go off.
Oh, no. That's the
no,
POW.
I couldn't.
We're going to leave it at that.
That's his POW.
Okay. We're going to leave it at that. Well, I've had an absolute blast. Thank you so much for letting me sit in, fill in for Sean Balesian. We are going to be back next week. The Rocket Mortgage Classic here at the Detroit Golf Club, July 26th through the 31st. Make sure you get your tickets, rocketmortgageclassic.com. For BC, Jordan, Mike, my name is Goose. Thank you so much. Spin on Golf. This is 7.